This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Sitcom D&D is brought to you by BetterHelp. How is your social battery right now? I know mine is a little depleted. I've been overextending myself just a bit, which is easy to do when you got a lot of fun stuff on the horizon. It can be easy to ignore, you know, your social battery and spread yourself thin. I'm kind of doing that right now, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. And I need to find that balance of what's the perfect amount of socializing versus work versus creative stuff. Well, therapy can help give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't completely drain your battery. And that's what it's doing for me. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/sitcomdnd to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sitcomdnd.
Right before we started recording, my mother called me and I picked up the phone and I said, "Hi, I'm about to start recording. Can I call you back?" And she went, "Okay, but call me back right away because I have an idea for a musical." And I went, "Why is this urgent? Why is this an emergency? What are we trying to be Tony eligible for this year? What are we doing?" And then I texted her and Sean asked, "What do you think it's about?" And I said, "I bet you $1 million it's about something that happened to her today." Mm-hmm. So I texted her and asked, and full confirmation, it's about working at the library where she works and then how trying to decide what retirement package you want when you are retiring from the library, which is what she did today. So
that's big. Congrats.
She said there's a lot of big numbers and I think that you will love it.
Big and numbers in the retirement package or in terms of songs?
In songs, I think.
I think one would be like,
"Did she say songs or did she say numbers?"
No, it's songs. Because I think one would be like, shh, we're in the library.
Yeah, I think that's a great option.
Huge number.
That's the opening number.
I was going to say, what's the closest your mom has ever been to writing and producing a musical?
She can't sing. She can't play any instruments. But she does text me good titles to a book anytime she goes, "Aaron, I thought of a good title to a book." So she's closer to writing a book than I think she is to writing a musical.
Can I ask if you've ever Googled the titles that she sent you and maybe it's just books she came across in the library?
You know what? I haven't. And now I'm on to her.
Aaron, what do you think of the name Frankenstein by Mary Shelley? Welcome back to Sitcom D&D, a real play Dungeons & Dragons podcast recorded in front of a fake studio audience. Today, we're picking up at Bottoms Up, baby. With the Bottoms Up gang, a.k.a. the Bugs, B-U-G-S. It's gonna stick. It's gonna stick.
It's sticking. It's sticking.
It's sticking.
It's stuck.
So the Bugs are hanging out on Bottoms Up. It's a Friday night, and you guys got a hot Friday night crowd going on. And it's a pretty typical Friday night as of late, which is, again, pretty bumping. People seem to be having a great time in true Bottoms Up fashion. It's probably on the brink of chaos, but, you know, a nice controlled chaos where everyone seems to be really, really enjoying themselves. And that's what we're going to pick up. So quiet on set, sound speeding, and we're rolling.
Dice.
When you need a break from this crazy world to see your friends and fill a cup, find Sebastian, Chalice, Chip, and Beef at the Noble Bottoms Up. As step by step our growing pains are improving home and away, we're feeling absolutely fabulous on another happy day. We're in different worlds with different strokes, but the good times will not end. So cheers to all our family and our friends.
Starring Aaron Keith as Chalice Glass, Elizabeth Andrews as Beef, Waleed Mansour as Chip Ahoy, Ben Briggs as Sebastian Von Hugh Grant, and Sean Coyle as everything else. Sitcom D&D is filmed in front of a fake studio audience.
Oh my gosh, the Tang slip and slide was a great idea.
Everyone's loving it, man. You're a genius.
Hey, we had a surplus of Tang. What else were we going to do with it?
Hey, whistle. Slow down. No running.
Can I also just say, I love your recent self-confidence. The fact that you pointed out how great an idea it was. You know what? That seems like new Seb to me. And I like it. And
Thank you.
I think it's kind of hot.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Seb, you're really on a roll.
Okay, why are both of you pinching my ass right now? This is
it's so
oh, we saw you from across the bar and
oh no.
Hey, whistle. No pinching anyone's booties.
Unless it's yours, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also, Jenny, I hate to break it to you, but you don't meet the max level of weight to go down the tank slide.
Or it's height.
Or height. It's too dangerous, so I can't see you on there, all right?
Yeah, for now. I'll see you later. I eat a ton. I'll get stretched out or something.
What's her plan? That's not going
to
be good.
I don't know if we could Oh, she's going up to that guy. He's a wizard, I think.
She's been a giant rat before. She'll do it again.
Oh, they are making out.
Oh, whoa, okay.
Whoa, okay.
A twist. Jenny.
All right. Classic Friday night shenanigans.
I love it here.
Beef almost does whistle, but then he goes, no. Let it be.
And then someone enters bottoms up that you might want to blow the whistle on because you recognize this individual as John the Crier.
Boo!
Get out!
Immediate hostility? Like, what? I haven't even said anything yet.
Oh, so you're just here as a patron. You come to patronize our facilities. Is that right?
Well, yeah, but I have to say one thing first.
Of course, God, you do.
What is it?
Okay, it's just that... Hear ye.
Don't.
Oh, here we go.
New proclamations.
A new law has been signed into effect, effective immediately, in which...
No!
Whistle.
All establishments in France are immediately, henceforth, liable for any injuries that take place within their establishments. Basically, in all of France, I'm actually going to law school right now, so I can just interpret it and
There's
put it in
no
layman's
way.
Terms. I am! Oh my God, you're just like my mom, doubting me when I can't do things.
I don't want
to
know anything about your backstory. We're not filling you out,
man. I don't
want to
humanize you in any capacity.
No.
Fine. Well, just know that if anybody gets hurt here for whatever reason, you are financially liable. So deal with that, I guess.
Okay, we might be f***ed, you guys. This is not a safe place to be.
I was going to say, we have a slip and slide actively going.
Yeah, something that Seb said up. Not knowing the premise of this episode. That's how dangerous this is.
And it's set up right to end right at the bar where all the glasses are and all the liquor is.
And just in that minute, Dr. Pibb takes a running start at the slipping slide.
There is a ramp at the end, though.
And there's a ladder to go up to the top of the slipper.
And there's a jump in the middle of it.
And I'm going to add a loop-de-loop, because why not? So Mr. Bib hits the loop-de-loop and then hits the ramp at the end going full speed into the side of the bar, breaking a lot of glass and what had to be one of his ribs.
No, whistle!
He's fine. He's
my
fine.
Shells!
Whistle. He's fine.
Oh, he's fine.
Goodness! That, I have sustained injuries. That I know. That is my job to know, and it is
Seb, heal
true.
Him. Seb, heal him.
Quickly.
No, it
quickly.
Looks like marrow's already in the blood. It'll fester. I think it's mercy at this point. We're, just, you
we
know.
Don't...
Kill him?
Implementing kill. Oh. CPR!
Okay, I'm doing
awake.
It. I'm doing it. All right.
Beef is
away. Whoa, Beef, you got in there, buddy.
I'm going to cast Healing Word.
It looks like a lot of the wounds are immediately under control. A lot of the bleeding that he was experiencing from, this broken glass has come to a stop. When you hear,
I heard the news and I literally sprinted here. Faticus Inch, Esquire, at your service. I'm about to be so f***ing rich.
A full lawyer, not a half lawyer like you, Crier.
You think I'm a half lawyer already?
I mean, you said you were.
Ugh, Beef, don't even look at him.
I don't know.
You're
I
humanizing him way too much, Beef.
I know. I couldn't
I am
believe
a human.
I did that.
What's your mom's name? What am I doing? Look what you're doing.
Seb.
And Fatticus Inch, who, if you recall, is an inch tall, is dressed in a full slick suit.
Like he's wet?
Yeah, he is wet. He took the slip and slide after the entrance.
I don't know if he meets the weight requirement, though.
Well, Beef, that's on you.
Yeah, he's so small. He's so small. He slithered in without me seeing it.
And let me just slither this business card to you, good sir.
And the business card's about a size and a half of Fatticus Inch himself. He goes,
I'm assuming we've all been made aware of the most recent law.
I don't know what you're implying. We'll show you. Tonight will be the safest night ever at Bottoms Up.
I'm not asking you to. I say just keep it completely normal. Whatever you guys usually do, that's fine by Fatticus Inch.
God, you have... I'm so sorry, but I gotta say, you have buns of steel. What do? Squats?
Yeah, I dare you to put your pinky in there. I'll freaking break it right off.
Beef, don't. Beef, this is a trap. This is a trap.
And don't. Don't.
It's a finger trap, is what it is.
Scariest?
And the harder you fight, the more stuck it'll get.
Oh my God.
Truly, Dr. Pibb, use this card. If you sustained any injuries, this bar is liable. I'm looking you up, I'm looking you down, and I'm thinking right there, we're talking 50 gold pieces. I could get you.
You stay away from Mr. Dr. Pibb, okay? He's our man.
I am?
He is?
Yeah, you're our number one guy.
Well, I don't think I'll be needing this, Fatticus Inch.
And he rips up the business card. I'm feeling quite healthy, actually.
You idiot. Why'd you freaking fall like that? Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I could give him another card.
I'm kidding, is what I would say if I didn't care about you more than anything. I love you like your beef times three. Oh, my gosh.
Chip proceeds to take down the slip and slide. Takes down the slip and slide. He starts to sweep up the broken glass, and he's trying right now to make this place a little bit safer.
Why doesn't one of you, you can decide amongst yourselves, give me just a luck check, a good old-fashioned bottoms-up luck check.
I'm on it.
And with the state of things, luck checks are going to have to be pretty friggin' high.
Well, I botched, so if we want to cut this out and someone else wants to roll.
Wow. Where did little Miss I Roll 20s go?
She's dead. She's dead.
Immediately, the painting in which Chalice is farting, that was so, like,
allegedly
so stuck onto the wall, comes crashing off
what?
Onto a table of other small guests.
Can we react? Can we try
hooray!
And catch it?
You say hooray?
Yeah, I hate that freaking painting.
Everybody will have a chance to react here as this is falling off the wall.
Cool. I try and go catch it.
I'm going to cast Enhance Ability on my good friend Chip and give him bull strength. So he has doubles his carrying capacity and takes advantage on any strength-based check.
And it is going to be a strength check because this thing... You guys put a lot of time, effort, and work into making this thing industrial military grade and locked onto the wall. But it's the wall itself that is given off because this thing is so heavy. So there's chunks of wall attached to the back that is currently falling towards the table. So this thing's heavy.
Can I ask a question? Did Chalice wish this down? Did her wishing and praying wish it down? Because she's been praying for this every night since it was put up.
Well, hey, it looks like the painting is fully intact, so good thing we can put this bad boy back on the wall.
Throw it up on a different wall.
No!
Chip, give me two different checks. One, you're going to do a strength check with, it sounds like, with advantage, and the other, give me a dexterity check just to make to see if you damage the painting as you're catching it.
Oh, my God. Okay. I'll scream.
19...
Delicate hands.
Drop it if you need to, babe. Don't get hurt.
With advantage, I roll a 19 for strength and then a 17 for dexterity.
The painting falls, and you get there just in time.
Don't worry, everybody. I would never let anything happen to this painting. It means almost everything to me. And I start kissing it.
You're a hero.
I hate it.
Chip, you're a hero.
I know.
Beef bounds up and hugs his leg.
Chalice is just watching her boyfriend kiss a painting of her farting. Just mouth agape.
You guys haven't had sex yet, have you? This is weird.
How'd you know?
Don't ask.
Honey, it's obvious.
Now, with a 19, you still need help from everyone else. You've caught the weight, but to get it back steady, at least leaning against the wall, you're going to need some assistance here.
Not it.
Well, I'm near him, so...
Hey, me if you wanna.
Yeah, yeah. Do you want some bardic inspiration, or should I just help you with a -1 strength?
We're just saying the shit out loud now, huh?
Yeah, just give me bardic inspiration, I guess. Yeah, inspire me to shove it back up onto the wall.
You're the man, man. No one could be a man like you, man. You're the man, man.
Okay, and I summon all my strength to try and push it back up onto the wall.
If anyone needs a new daily affirmation, you can download that audio.
That honestly might be my favorite beef song, yeah.
I'm the man, man.
You're the man, man.
With the bardic inspiration, I roll a 26.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
You have full control of this thing now thanks to You're the Man Man song. You feel pumped.
I'm the man, man.
Man, man, you're the man, man. Look at my man go.
Chalice, why don't you give me a perception check right now?
18.
You overhear a table of some young people next to you. Christina, you're insane. You have to get another round of shots. It's your 21st birthday. She's like, I will. But first, dare. Yes, truth or dare. And the whole table's kind of going nuts. Okay, I dare you, Jasmine, I dare you to take that pool cue over there, stick it up your nose, and then jump off the table. Like, you're crazy. It's your birthday, so you know I cannot say no to a dare. So, okay.
Chalice.
Horrible.
Chalice immediately sits down in the booth and takes a shot and puts her arm around Jasmine. Jasmine, 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 Jasmine. Girl, I was just like you once.
Jasmine, is this your step-grandmom?
The fuck are you talking about? What the fuck are you even saying? I'm so young.
How young are you?
No, this is not a setup to a joke. Girls, listen. Coming from an old lady like me, I was like you once. I would have done basically anything to get people to like me and to impress my friends.
Yeah, that reads.
Oh my God. Chalice looks over at her friends, like, they're eating me alive over here. I might need
to back
up. Hey, hon,
I just fixed a picture of you farting. It's all good, hon.
He just fixed it. He's the man.
You can see the fart. It looks actually, I think it got dusty, so you can see the fart more now.
Oh my God, is that Beef the famous musician?
Yes. And you know what? Beef, he's my best friend. Beef, come over here. It's a 21st birthday party, and they're about to do something super dangerous.
Acknowledge that the fart looks better, and then Beef will come.
Beef, don't go until Beef's she in the acknowledges
middle.
The fart.
Beef's in the middle.
Come here, Beef. Come here, Beef. Beef, Beef.
Wait. Beef.
Beef.
Wait.
Beefy. Oh, my God. He's like, we'll go Beefy.
Beef goes. Beef goes.
Yeah, I knew it.
Beef goes. He walks up to the ladies. He has sunscreen on his nose, and he's got that lifeguard whistle around him, so he's got some mojo. Yeah. Hey.
Beef, I was just saying to these ladies that it's not cool to do whatever dare that is super dangerous that they get asked to do. What's even cooler than dare is truth. Right, Beef?
Oh, yeah, ladies. I love the truth, and nobody loves it more than me.
Well, if you're going to play with us... Okay, this is the crazy... I can't believe this is happening on my birthday. It's like every wish is coming true. This is insane. Well, do you have a question for me, Christina, birthday girl?
Oh, me ask you?
Oh, if you wanted to ask a truth, I would tell you any truth, any truth.
Well, I don't know you, so you could be lying to me. Are you lying to me?
Beef, this paranoia is sort of intense. I got one that you could ask her, Beef. What is your favorite thing about your friend Jasmine?
I kind of wanted a question from Beef.
Charles walks away, I give up.
Well, I was going to say, what's your friend's name? I mean, tell us something about... Wait. Chalice, come back!
Chip leans over to Seb and is like, that was sad.
Yeah, what was that? In paranoia.
I don't know.
God. That was a little bit of a me move.
Yeah, exactly. And you're kind of acting more like Beef, and I like it. Did you steal Beef's confidence?
I don't know. I'm trying to remember if like we both touched a glass of beer and it was struck by lightning or something.
I feel bad. You, the not old person, I have a dare for you.
Sure, I'll take any dare. If you like me, I will do anything.
Sad. I dare you to lick the bottom of this table.
No problem.
Was that not enough? Was Shive gone harder on that?
Chalice goes under the table, and how gross is it?
You don't have to do this, Chalice.
I really do. They called me his step-grandmother.
Oh, girl. Okay, yeah.
Let's roll a luck check for Chalice just to see with this particular table how bad it is.
5.
Oh, not good. There's just, I mean, at this point, it's not even identifiable what's on the bottom of this table. It's just maybe it was food at one point. Maybe it was blood. It doesn't look good, whatever it is.
Can Chalice like fake licking it and like make it really look like she is?
Yeah, you can certainly try. Give me a deception check.
Unnatural 20.
Oh my God, I can't believe she actually did that.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm gross.
Chalice, what? Ew. I think I might need to take a pause on kisses for a little bit, if that's okay, hon.
Chalice bursts into tears.
He said that out loud in front of everyone.
Just a little bit. Just a couple days.
We can't top that, everybody. Like, we're done with Truth or Dare. Like, let's just get another round, because we can literally cannot top that. That was awesome.
Okay. Chalice gathers Beef and Chip and Seb.
But Beef doesn't like that we're mean to Chalice and that they did that. Beef wants to go right up to Christina and he says, I dare you. I double dog dare you.
We said we were done, Beef. I deny your dare, false Beef. Because I can tell you're not even Beef, because Beef is confident, and I don't know what you are. But please remove yourself from our table so I can enjoy my birthday with my friends. Thank you, losers. Goodbye.
Oh, my God. I mean, I understand it, but mean.
Chalice starts fanning Beef. It's fine. It's fine. Okay, everybody, come here. We're all happy,
and we're all confident, and we're doing well, and nobody's been hurt.
And no one is sad that they're not getting kissed for a few days. Everything is going great. We just need to keep everyone, stay safe. Everyone stay alert, stay safe.
Did I say a few days? Like just a couple hours or 2 days.
Okay, whatever. We have to stay alert. Everybody stay vigilant. No accidents on three. Ready? Everyone hand in. Ready? 1, 2, 3. No
pillows
accidents.
Pillows everywhere. Let's get pillows. Put them everywhere.
I like that.
Speaking of accidents, you guys, I think the axe throwing club has been overserved.
Oh, God.
Is it Friday? Yeah.
Well, I'm talking to you right now, and I'm against the target with my arms outstretched, and they're preparing to throw the axe.
Well, that's inappropriate, because I'm not up there yet.
Do you want to join us? We're in a pretty, we're looking for new competition on this axe throwing.
What do we do?
Could you leave?
Pardon me?
Could you leave,
Is
please?
Is there a reason you're asking me to leave?
No, I just now thought about the fact that if nobody was here, we can never get in trouble.
I know, but then we wouldn't make any money.
Yeah, but then nobody's here.
Oh, my God. Okay. Maybe if just Jennifer moves, then nobody's going to get hurt.
I'll tell you what. If you don't get out of my way, you're going to get hurt.
Wait, what? Why? This is a violent axe throwing club.
You've been overserved.
Oh, you've been overserved. I'm sorry. That means you're going to start murdering people. I apologize.
You're going to be serving murders. Okay, cool.
Okay, well, how about this for an axe? And I pull out my big ol' axe.
Oh, my God.
This can't be where this goes.
Which one's bigger?
All right, let's go. I'm sorry. These people are challenging me now.
All right, roll for initiative.
This must be de-escalating the violence.
I thought if it were so big, they would stop. It did not work.
Is that how most boy fights start in real life?
Oh my,
I thought if I was so big, it would stop.
Maybe I should have been sitting. If I would have been sitting and I stood up, you know how that happens sometimes?
Yeah. In movies?
Yeah, in movies where you intimidate somebody and then that person stands up and they're so tall.
But look at that sign. It says you can't do that thing that happens in movies where the person stands up from the table and they're way bigger than
that sign. I hate that sign. I rolled a 10 for initiative.
An axe is coming at you before you make your first move.
That's okay, because I can get hurt. I won't sue us.
While that's happening, a couple other things happen at the same time.
Good Lord!
A man who seems to be completely made of glass is walking into...
Can't, no.
Oh,
stop.
No.
Stop.
And
stop.
At the same exact time, regular Joe starts choking on a sandwich.
Oh, okay. My
divide
God.
And conquer, okay. Everybody!
Chaos. True chaos.
Sitcom D&D is brought to you by Rocket Money. Did you know that nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Me included. Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about, I don't know, 6 subscriptions. I could not believe it when they showed me I was paying for 11 subscriptions each month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, and delivery services, it's never ending. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on the ones I forgot about. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/sitcomdnd. That's rocketmoney.com/sitcomdnd. rocketmoney.com/sitcomdnd.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
I'm going to go over to regular Joe. Can I do like a medicine check to see if I can like help him? Dislodge.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Give me a medicine check.
Boom! Natural 20. All right, I got this. I'm gonna do the Heimlich. I'm going to impress on his chest. I'm going to impress on his chest. Does that plan check out with everybody else?
That's chaos in the bar, right?
I'm dealing with glass man.
I got axes coming at me.
Chalice is just sprinting back and forth the length of the bar, sort of chaotically. Seb, just follow your gut. We can't be checking with each other on every choice here.
Go for it, man. You're the man.
All right, let's do this. And then I do it. And out of his mouth comes Beef's necklace.
You interweave your fingers and you bring them close to you. But, you know, he's in the middle.
Sean doesn't know how to do CPR. This is my evidence.
Does everyone else all of a sudden feel kind of worried about being with Sean in an emergency?
I do not trust Sean to help me when I'm choking down. Interweave your fingers.
Okay, well,
no,
Sean will never babysit.
You bring them close to you, but he's in between you? What is that?
If you start to choke, don't look at Sean.
Okay. It works. the whatever magic situation that is.
It's not magic. It's basic CPR.
And you should know that.
It's not even CPR. It's just the Heimlich.
So the beef's necklace rockets out of regular Joe's mouth.
Oh, whoa. That was a close call there.
Can Beef catch it in his mouth?
Yeah, Beef catches it in his mouth and he goes, that's where my mojo went.
Chalice is focusing on trying to de-escalate the violence between Chip and the overserved axe throwing club.
Interesting, because Chip is trying to over-escalate the violence to solve the problem.
Exactly. But to sort of disarm Chip, because he's sort of the problem here, Chalice flashes Chip.
Everything stops. Everything.
The whole bar stops. Faticus Inch had a card he was extending to regular Joe, and it drops out of his hand. His eyes are wide. Jennifer was making out with the wizard still and looks over.
Damn, Jennifer.
She's jaw dropped. The whole party of Christina and Jasmine and all the 21 friends for the 21 birthday in the corner stop what they're doing, and it is gasp moment.
Those are some powerful boobs.
It's There's
cool.
three?
That is a belly button. That is just a belly button.
Sorry, Beef. I took a Sharpie and I drew a little half circle around the belly button earlier.
You guys were playing a game without me?
We haven't
had sex yet.
Yeah. Chip lifts his shirt and he also has a boob belly button right now as well.
There's three.
Just having some fun.
Do you still want to fight?
No. And maybe we'll shorten the kiss block.
Well, we still want to fight. She flashed you. Her back was to us. We went.
I'll flash them too.
Oh.
Thank you.
She does have three boobs.
Are we okay? Are we sort of, that's sort of silly? I got three boobs. Is everyone okay?
Everybody's okay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what I was expecting. Boobs are just part of a human body. And
yeah, we do Naked Thursdays. You should come by on a Thursday.
Yeah, you should come by.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's actually a really good crowd.
Yeah, come by on a Thursday.
Yeah, we don't even really like axe throwing.
You don't seem like axe throwers. I was saying this earlier.
Yeah, we're not.
You guys are throwing them all weird.
We are. We're terrible at this.
How's it going with the glass man, Beef?
I'm getting to know him.
So you said I could just sit anywhere?
Yeah. Actually, I want you to sit.
I never heard that voice before.
That's awesome.
Whoa.
That's a fun new one.
A new one.
And Glassman, could you please tell me your name?
My name's Streak.
Is that a mean nickname that somebody gave you?
Yeah.
Oh. What's your Christian name?
Windex.
Hmm. Well, Windex.
Beep's disappointed.
Oh, I'm falling. I'm falling.
Streak, stop. Beef holds person on Streak.
Nice. He's held. He is immobilized.
Oh, that was a close call.
Yes, Streak, you're my new guy. You're my new favorite guy. You're going to be hanging out with me all night. You're not going anywhere.
Can Chip run upstairs and grab the mattress from his bed and bring it down for a seat for Streak?
Yeah, he definitely can. While Chip is running upstairs to go grab the mattress, why don't you guys give me just another luck check?
Good Lord.
I got a 10. What is happening?
I got a 1.
Okay. Oh, God. That's enough. Give me a perception check, anybody besides Chip.
17.
Okay. Chalice, as Chip's running up the stairs, who knows if it's just this time with thousands and thousands of people running up those stairs and kind of pushing against the wall. Over time, slowly and slowly, it's just added up. Obviously, this place is falling apart. You notice that the chandelier, this old, heavy, rusted metal chandelier with candles in it, starts to come loose in the ceiling and is about to fall.
Oh, no. Is anyone under it?
It's kind of in the middle of the bar, so there's a bunch of people who are just conversing and drinking and laughing and hanging out, standing directly under this chandelier.
Can I spider climb to try to like get to the ceiling and grab it before it falls?
Yeah, you want to spider crawl up the wall, onto the ceiling, and then try to secure it?
Yeah, try to catch it or secure it.
For sure. So you're there.
Great.
you have spider crawled and are upside down, or like looking upside down essentially, at the chandelier as it starts to come out of the wall, and it's just the metal wire that's kind of holding it in there is now becoming more and more exposed.
Well, I'm going to try to grab it, and I'm going to roll strength, or...
If you're going to try to hold it, yeah, strength. Give me a strength check.
Ooh, 19.
Okay. With a 19, you grab onto it, and you grab onto it the best that you can. This thing is super heavy, and the only thing that is keeping you tethered to the ceiling is, like, essentially your Spider-Man sticky fingers and feet. And this thing outweighs you by like 3x.
Oh no.
So as you feel it give and you feel the true weight of it, you realize you would never be strong enough to keep this thing where it is with your own strength. And any moment now, it is going to fall on the people below.
Chip, throw the mattress!
Chip comes sprinting back down and tries to chuck it in time to catch the falling chandelier.
Okay. Give me any type of athletics or even a sleight of hand check to see if you...
Ooh, nat 20, so 28.
Oh, nice.
Oh, baby.
Ooh, sorry.
What does this look like?
He's at the top of the stairs when he hears Chalice scream, and he kind of like grabs it with one arm and throws it sideways, and it kind of is like spinning horizontally and lands. And the mid-air, the chandelier catches the mattress and hits the ground.
Oh, and then Chalice is so delusional that she falls, just complete trust falls from the ceiling, hoping that one of her friends will catch her.
Chip jumps off the staircase and catches her mid-air if he can.
Let's see if he can.
Oh, I hope
let's do another athletics check here.
21.
Okay. What does this look like?
Better than sex.
Front flip. Front flip, but it's clear we haven't had sex.
That was absolutely incredible.
Yeah, Streak, if you stick around, you're going to see some crazy shit.
Chalice goes to kiss Chip because that was super romantic, right?
Chip. Chip leans back a bit. He leans back a bit. And then he remembers the boobs and goes in for a kiss.
Yay, I did it.
Yay, boobies.
Oh, wait. Oh, it's fine.
Yeah, I didn't actually lick the table. Don't tell the girls.
Why
they
you
love
say
me.
Something. You could have told me.
Don't tell the girls.
I won't tell the girls. Don't worry.
Thank you.
But who cares what they think, also? I think
I do
cool.
So much. I do so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, me too. Do they even think I'm cool?
I haven't asked, but I bet they do.
Please go ask.
I will.
I'd like to announce Guerrilla Theater. I'm going to do a performance to get everyone to come together.
Wait, the spell is called Guerrilla Theater?
No. It's not a spell at all.
Oh, it's, my gosh.
I'm using my performance because it's a big modifier.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I think you don't get that until level 7, Seb.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll believe you.
Showtime! Welcome to Alt Theater. Everyone on stage.
Oh my god, it's gorilla time. Everybody, it's gorilla time.
Everyone on stage.
I never thought this would happen again.
After you just say everyone get on stage, everyone's kind of like, doesn't look completely turned off to the idea, but they're just checking the rest of the crowd like you do when anyone asks you to do something. You're like, well, I guess everybody's going to do it. Maybe that's normal and I'll just join in. But it's this moment of hesitation where no one's gotten up to move onto stage yet. So maybe they need a little more persuading.
Okay.
His confidence is toast. It wasn't the necklace.
Get out of here, Jenny.
Jennifer, I'm kind of on your side here. Maybe we got to help beef out. Hey, theater that we all get to perform in simultaneously? That's exciting.
Wow.
Maybe somebody else will show their boobs.
Only time will tell if everyone gets on stage.
Beef, give me a persuasion check.
14 plus 7.
Oh, 21. With Ooh. 21, slowly people are like, well, you know, what? We're at Friday night. Let's see what's going on. Okay, this could be fun. And then just slowly, pretty much everyone who can fit on stage who's at the bar. There's so many people there that like not everybody can fit on stage, but a good amount. The stage is packed.
Yeah. I like everybody right here, right where I can see them. Nobody's moving. Nobody make any crazy decisions. Let's sing happy birthday to Christine, Chelsea.
That's what guerrilla theater is?
Jennifer, we're trying to do a thing here. We're trying to keep everyone in our sight and everyone safe.
Jennifer, this is very clearly a well-thought-out plan by Beef.
And you hear Christina just going, oh my God. They were the only, like, one of the people who actually, like, didn't get up, like, very few. And they're still on, like, their back table. But now she's, like, the center of attention and very happy about it. And is like, oh my, this is, Beef's going to sing me happy birthday. This is crazy. This is awesome. And so,
oh, sweetheart, I'm not going to be singing. This beautiful choir is going to be singing. And a cappella style.
And they go, happy. And as soon as they do, black smoke people come into their mouths. And fill out the thing. Yes.
Oh,
and there's
oh, we
just
forgot.
Like chaos of black smoke people
oh,
going
God,
into
we're
all
so sorry.
Mouths.
Wait,
and they're
wait.
Getting like lifted off the ground. Like,
oh, oh my God. Beef, you're the only one with a permit.
Oh my God.
And they start getting blown out the front door into stocks, but the magic and the smoke people, it's like pretty much almost as if code was written where it just doesn't know what to do when the stocks are full. So like people just keep piling up on top of it. The smoke people themselves and the magic itself kind of short circuits and just kind of dissipates all at once. But it was pretty horrific what just happened.
Close and lock the door. Just close and lock
the door. Just shut the door.
Oh my gosh.
Chip runs over and slams it shut, puts a bar over, throws all the chain locks that we have, and shuts it.
Seb starts passing out cigarettes. Okay,
yes.
So.
Yes. Oh my God.
I think that actually could have been the best case scenarios because
that was a big whoops on my part.
Yeah, so we're kind of learning that these things stick around.
These things stick around. It's not just a day basis kind of thing.
Yeah.
Did they die?
So we don't need just a solution for the liability thing today. We need a long-term solution for this.
Both, I think. I think we're sort of in both.
I think both would kind of be good.
That really shook me, guys.
That was disturbing to watch.
It was your fault, to be fair.
Nobody stopped me, though. Do you guys see? Oh, man.
I forgot.
My fault.
I will say I forgot.
I forgot, too, but you did.
I would have said something.
Yeah.
But Beef, you got to be careful.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
So,
well,
Seb, you doing your temp check, handing everyone cigarettes around. Everybody's visibly shook. In fact, Bottoms Up is kind of shook to its foundation. The only person who looks happy is Faticus Inch, who's handing out a lot of business cards. And you hear him kind of mumbling to himself, that's 100 gold pieces right there. That's 250.
Whoa, that's not our fault.
But yeah, it had been done.
They got hurt in the stocks. They didn't get hurt here. That's not on us.
I almost just sang that. That was a close call.
Whoa.
Careful.
Caught it at the last second. It happened on your premises. You are liable. That is the law, and that's why I'm here, baby.
Oh. Ew.
Double up. Triple up. And you can tell that people are shook here. And again, Bottoms Up is... as a foundation, seems to be shook, which is causing a few other things to happen at this exact moment.
Good Lord.
In fact, a lot of shit's about to hit the fan because we've got a hornet's nest that must have been hidden in one of the corners under the stage. Must have gotten kicked in the scramble when people were getting lifted off their feet by the smoke people. And there are a bunch of lethal-looking hornets that are buzzing about trying to attack and protect their hornet's nest. And someone actually walked in from the back who is so hot that people are fainting around them.
Oh no.
The foundation of Bottoms Up was shook so much that it seems like a pipe has burst and there is an exploding toilet taking place in the bathroom. And
oh my God.
Anything else, Sean?
Yeah. You know, one more thing. There's a huge guy with one of his arms is enormous. It's the strongest arm you've ever seen.
Just one.
Is about to arm wrestle someone who has an arm that's basically just chicken bones.
So I guess my thought is, do we need to convince those people not to sue us right now?
Yeah, but we got to stop the numbers from going up.
Okay, so everybody take one of these things.
I call Hornets.
I call Hottie.
Oh, I wanted the Hottie.
Well, oh, I wanted the toilet, so.
Oh, great. You get toilet. And what's the other one that's left?
I'll take the arm wrestling, honey. You can have the Hottie.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm sorry about the kiss thing earlier.
That's okay.
What do you guys want me to do?
I guess do the thing that I said, which is go outside and convince them not to sue us.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm on it. Jenny's on it.
Thank you, Jenny. That's not going to go well. No.
We're just buying time.
I know.
Okay. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first. I'm going to cast my cantrip druidcraft. So I get to do like a small druidy thing. I instantly make flowers blossom. So we have like a planter's box. It hasn't been very well taken care of, but I cast druidcraft. I make all of those open. It's beautiful. We got tulips. We got a bunch of daffodils, which have a fun, fun name, and they look like little trumpets.
Yeah, I think that's enough to get some hornets to buzz off track. Immediately with the aroma and the pollen that they so desire enters the air because of this bloomage, they are going to those flowers and are kind of off the attack.
You did it, Seb.
Thank you. I'm actually have really bad allergies, and I'm going to sneeze.
I'm going to go up to the hot guy, and I'm going to use suggestion, and I'm going to say, you need a haircut. And I'm going to give him a bowl cut, the bowl cut that Chalice had in season 1, 2, maybe 3 also, and then give him a super unflattering goatee.
Give me a D10 roll. Whatever that number is, that is what you subtract from his hotness on a 1 to 10 scale.
Okay. But when do people stop fainting? Because it doesn't have to be much, right?
Well, we'll see.
7.
Wow. This haircut is so bad, it took him from a 10 to a 3. It's a devastating look.
Happened to me. Happened to Chalice. I get it.
It's so bad that someone who had fainted, some of the hair must have fallen on their nose as they're on the floor, and they open their eyes, and they're not happy with what they see. And they go up to you, Chalice, and they said, you ruined something beautiful.
I know. I'm really sorry.
They don't even respond. They just walk out the bar. They seem shook. More shook than even when Black Smoke went into people's mouths and they were singing.
Damn. How does it look?
Great.
Chip goes up to the arm wrestling pair and points at the big armed person and says, hey, how about you pick on somebody your own thighs? That's right. Not arm wrestle. Let's leg wrestle.
You just hear Thaticus inch in the corner go, equally as dangerous, I feel like.
Me. How about you thigh wrestle me?
Better. Better.
Okay. I'll take you on.
Oh my God. Your voice makes you sound big.
I'm not that as big as I sound.
He's got one huge arm.
It's all in my arm, mostly.
He stands up from the table, but it's the opposite of the effect. He looks really small.
So, okay, you get into a leg wrestling position with this guy.
Yeah.
We're going to go on my count. On go, okay?
Okay.
3, 2, 1,
I start
go.
Tickling him. Aww. I start tickling Aww. Him.
Okay, give me a dexterity check. See if you can find his tickle spots.
12?
Not quite. I know what you're doing.
Oh, I'm going to find him.
And he slams his leg so fast that the rest of your body doesn't really move with it like it's supposed to and roll you, like do a backward somersault out of it. You hear a crack in your leg. And your Ooh. Leg is just kind of next to you.
Oh, oh, my God.
Oh, I won't sue us.
Take a D12 of damage.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's a big one.
Oh, God. 10 damage.
Oofta.
You want to go
again? I keep trying to tickle him.
Oh, God. Oh,
you got it.
Back of the knee. I knew it.
Beef has his hands on his hips, and he's staring at this toilet geyser. And he's wondering, is there a valve to shut it off?
But yeah, there's a toilet geyser blasting. And it seems like what's coming out of it is almost has the quality of like acid, where like it's almost like the floor is lava.
Oh.
Why is our sewage acid? Are we okay?
I do appreciate Beef asking. This is the most real life solution to this thing. It's just turning off the valve.
Yeah. So you look for a valve and you do see one. Like you see following the pipe up the wall that there is a, you know, the equivalent of like a spigot, a little handle that you could turn off the water. There's about probably a foot and a half, 2 feet already of this toxic liquid. And there's some like debris and floating furniture in this right now that seems to almost being like melted within it. And then on the other side of from where you're standing on the far wall is that spigot.
Okay. I'm either going to get something equally as toxic to stand on to get across, which I think we would all agree is whatever Chalice was wearing when that painting took place. Or I'm going to say pickle. And my cape is going to come to me.
Hell yeah.
Oh,
and I'm
right.
going to fly over to the spigot.
Yeah, you are. It pays to remember the items you got.
Yes!
You are in front of the spigot. You turn it. It's not too hard to turn. And the sludge stops. And you know that there is drains. There's multiple drains on the floor that eventually this will all drain out.
So I'll pickle out of there, shut the door, and put a nice, beautiful sign that says, out of commission, poo and pee somewhere else.
I think you're going to say out of control.
Out of control.
It's out of control in there.
Okay, amazing. So that there is now a lull in things. You guys are reading the temperature of the room. A lot of people, seemingly, what's so crazy to you right now is that everyone else is kind of acting like this is a normal night at Bottoms Up, because it is. The only thing that's changed is your perception. A lot of times you just don't really give a shit if people are getting hurt or things are going wrong. It's just kind of par for the course. So everyone who's here, who's at least a regular, is kind of rolling with the punches. It's just your perception that has changed at this point.
Oh my God.
This place is a hellhole, isn't it?
I can't believe we live here.
We live here. We're here all day.
We sleep
day.
Here. This is a nightmare.
We breathe in this stuff. There's acid in our toilet.
I think we used to drink that before today.
How bad of a job do you think Jennifer's doing right now?
We drink piss, guys. What's wrong with us?
They're really sobering up. They're blacking back into their lives.
What's the matter with us? Oh my God.
Oh my God. We're bad people.
Holy
shit. No, we're not bad people.
We're feeding people orange. Oh my God.
What's in that? What is in
that?
There was blood under the table.
What do you mean?
Well, who cleans under the table?
Oh my God.
Which sounds like we should.
Don't worry, guys. Jenny did it.
Did what?
She comes in and she's huge.
Wahoo!
Oh! Did that wizard make you big?
Yeah, I'm like 3 whole feet now.
Okay, you're like a beef.
Oh, Jenny, the slide's been folded up and put away for maybe a couple hours now.
Also, Jennifer, you were supposed to convince people to not sue us. Did you go and do that thing?
I said I was successful. I got turned huge. I didn't necessarily bring up the whole suing thing. I was getting to that, and then you guys interrupted me.
Okay, so how did that go?
No, you interrupted me, so I didn't get to it.
How did we interrupt you?
You came in here.
Jennifer, did you do it? You did it. Or whatever you said. I don't remember.
I think you came in here and said, I did.
Does that
I
sound like me? Huh?
Yeah, I think you came in here.
Does
and
that
said,
sound like Big Jenny? I don't
this
think
is
so.
Such a bad day. We have to figure something out. I can't live like this. I can't be worried about people getting hurt.
I got a pitch. I do have a pitch.
Okay.
I think that we go to the baby go round store and we just baby proof the hell out of this place. I think we get spongy walls for every corner. I think we lock up everything that we don't want people to touch, all the glass, every outlet we cover up.
Okay. Is that enough?
Well, yeah, we could have a plan butthole too. I was thinking we could engage this attorney for some other services, and then suing us would be, or serving in another would be a conflict of interest.
Incredible.
So we just need to solicit him for business.
Give him a retainer.
Oh my retainer. God. And Beef kisses Seb on the mouth.
Whoa.
Oh.
It was a really intimate kiss.
I thought you guys were going to kiss for a couple days.
No, that was us.
That was us.
That was yeah. us.
Seb, you're literally kissing Beef when it's our day where it's all us versus Beef? What a weirdo.
Why are we still on this?
Really why are you trying to make this a thing?
Beef, are you trying to suck the confidence out of Seb's mouth? I think
Yeah.
No.
That's what he's doing. Good call, Chip.
No. Come here.
Beef, let him go. Let him go.
There's like this tiny little light that's coming out of my mouth.
Like Ursula taking her voice back. Like, give it to me.
Well. Okay, everybody. I've kind of made my rounds. I'm probably going to call it for the night. Now, we could see you all in court, I don't know, 23 times over, or we could just settle outside of court. I think probably it would look like, I don't know, like 600, 700 gold pieces, something like that. It should probably be enough for my clients to settle.
Oh my God, we're going to have to fake our own deaths and get out of here and start over.
What if, let's put him on retainer.
Oh, yeah. We retain you.
Oh, we're going to need such a good lawyer to get us out of this pickle. If only we knew the best lawyer around town.
Yeah.
And if they were small, too.
Oh, it'd be so good if they were really small.
Even better. Yeah.
Okay, well, let me think about this. I'm not a fucking idiot, so I would make 700 gold pieces a night. Going against you, I guess my retainer would be 750 gold pieces a night.
New plan. What if we give people a free drink next time you come in card if you don't get hurt in our bar?
I like this.
I think you should give up on any more planning.
Should we kill Attic?
What about waivers?
Waivers.
Oh my God.
Where's John the Crier? John.
What? I'm still here. I'm studying.
What do you know about waivers?
Oh, that's actually what I'm studying right now.
Oh.
Okay, it says here, well, waivers can be used for all sorts of things. You essentially waive your rights given a certain set of circumstances. In certain instances, you can waive any future liability of an establishment or organization for any injury sustained, knowing that you have willingly agreed to the dangerous situation involved.
What's your mom's name? Nope, sorry.
No.
Yeah, we could just, every person that comes in here, we can have them sign a waiver. And then that way, they can't sue us.
Perfect. Write it up, John the Crier.
Yeah, write it up, intern.
Intern.
All right, I'm working on it. I'll work on it.
How do we get people to actually sign it?
Well, they can't come in unless they sign it. Don't worry, I'll do my job as the bounce man, the bounce star.
You're the man, man.
I'm the man.
Ew, wait, don't sing. Don't sing.
I didn't thought to sing. It's melodic, but I didn't sing.
Okay. Because I'm the only one, apparently, they can. And I'm scared.
We better watch out for that this
season.
Yeah,
that one's going to get out of hand.
I know, that made me nervous.
That scared me.
That was pretty frightening.
Genuinely.
So he has drawn up a waiver that you're able to make magical duplicates of. And so you've got a fat stack of them. Based on the waiver that we're talking about, I'm assuming it's the type of waiver that would act as like a gym where you sign it once. And then anytime you're there, you have waived your right to sue if, you know, you hurt yourself lifting a heavy weight, in this case, being at a very dangerous bar.
It's a lovely bar, Sean.
Don't snicker at us.
So I actually want to see, assuming that you're able to have people sign this, what does bottoms up look like, you know, maybe a couple days later or in the future here, given this new set of circumstances?
Well, there's a check-in desk kind of near the door where you have to scan in, and we ask you how your day was and what you're going to do.
Hi, welcome to Bottoms Up.
I'm supposed to meet a friend here for a drink.
You have to scan your card right here, and we'll let you through the gate.
Okay. I don't have a card. I'm meeting a friend here. Do I need to?
Oh, a new member. A new member.
A new member. Everybody.
Ding. Member. I didn't know. I just wanted a drink.
You're gonna have to sign this form, and okay. We'll print out a little key card for you to come on in whenever you want to in the future.
Now, don't lose that thing, because we don't make duplicates.
Okay. But you do. This is a bar because it's got real weird gym vibes.
Oh, because of all the soft mats all over the place? Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for... okay. Thank you for my key card. And, all right.
Oh, and we'll bring you over. Beef puts him in like a wagon that's filled with pillows. Yeah, sit in the wagon and I'll bring you over to the table.
Okay. Thank you.
It's more fun if you say mush while he does it.
I'm good. Thanks.
Oh, no, not you, Beef.
Yeah. Mush! 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 Ah, here you are.
Awesome. Oh, double pane glass for the windows. Nice touch.
Actually, I'm alive.
Whoa! Oh, my God, you're visiting Streak?
Oh, Streak.
I am visiting Streak. He always does this. I never know if it's double pane glass or my best bud. What's up?
I'll leave you two losers to it.
As you cart away, you just see Fatticus Inch looking depressed in the corner with a drink that's 10 times bigger than him, going like, guess I'll have to find somewhere else to get my business. Do you guys know any other dangerous spots in town now that you guys have softened?
Well, there's a place that a blimp almost crashed into the other day. Might be worth considering.
Maybe I'll check out Brad's Pit. People are always falling in that thing.
That's a bar now?
I think he's serving drinks. I don't know. He's always got drinks. I'm just going to have a drink
with
Brad.
So funny.
Well, if you ever need to come by and work on those glutes, you know where the perfect place to come. Here.
Bottoms Up.
It is a gym now. Okay. Okay.
Just for butts, though.
It's a gym bar. It's a gym bar.
Oh, it's a bar gym. B-A-R-R. You know, never mind. Sorry.
Chalice is over at the painting trying to rip it up.
It's on there stronger than it ever has been before. Even more magic.
No!
Sitcom D&D is comprised of Elizabeth Andrews, Ben Briggs, Aaron Keefe, Waleed Mansour, and me, Sean Coyle. Arnie Parrott wrote the theme song, Aaron and I worked out the story concept, and Sean Marr did the editing on this one. And if you haven't heard, now is actually an excellent time to check out our Patreon. We have over 100 episodes of content on the Patreon ready for your listening and viewing pleasure. From episodes like Chip's Tips, where Chip hosts an in-world radio advice show, or Elizabeth's Diary Entries, where Aaron and Elizabeth do a deep dive into Elizabeth's real, actual teen diary, or Slow Tuesdays, where you get a sneak peek behind the curtain and see what the Bottoms Up gang is up to when there's no big adventure afoot. The support from our patrons is what makes this show possible. It's how we pay for editors, equipment, and all the expenses that go into creating this show that we love. Patrons like A Friend and Boy, Agent Scully, Aiden J-War, AK, A Knight, Ale, Alex Rivera, Alex Chandler, Alo Moore, AmandaPlease.com, and many more. So hop on now for $5 and get access to over 100 hours of content instantly. And for those of you who are already subscribed to our Patreon, shout out to the Kitchen Rats! This week's episode is Exploratory Committee Part 2, where the bugs explore whether or not they want to order takeout. You can check it out at patreon.com/sitcomdnd and get in on the fun! And finally, if you want to keep up with the gang, you can follow the show on Instagram at sitcomdnd. That's sitcom and then the letters D-N-D. Okay, I think that's it for now. Until next Tuesday, and thanks, as always, for listening.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.